Oh, you're muted, Adam. I can't hear you, Adam.
Adam, are you there?
Adam!
I'm right here.
I was reading your lips, but I don't think everyone else can.
Welcome back, everybody. This is hour number three of Swan Song Stories. So, you have surrendered to the gunship. Nobody comes out of the gunship to harass you. They just wait. And vehicles start to pull up outside the area of the Jeep. So you see two essentially like hover bikes. So there are two of these like one man high speed vehicles that, that pull up, two grav bikes. And then behind them, a sort of APC looking kind of like a armored box essentially rolls up behind it. They're all hover vehicles and they kind of park in the area near the Jeep. Two officers that get off of the bikes, they're wearing like combat armor, and they get weapons, they grab weapons and start to approach. And then another two come out of the APC and start to walk towards you. They have their guns up and they're like shouting for you to like put your weapons on the ground, you know, like keep your hands up, that kind of thing. What does everybody do?
Can I understand what they're saying?
They're speaking Japanese.
Okay. I really think so. Yeah, couldn't. It's so stupid. I just over the comms say that, we are surrendering. Just drop the weapons. We'll see where we go from here.
Okay, so I guess I kind of slowly go to fully drop my weapon. Because even though I hitched my rifle to my side, I actually kind of still had my handgun, you know, concealed in my sleeve a bit.
Nice.
So I start moving, like, my hand on it to drop it. But I pause for a second, and you're like, this is all really familiar to me, the situation. Just everyone having their arms up and about to be taken away and carried off. But I usually see it from the other side, or actually, I've only ever seen it from the other side. And I'd really thought that I learned enough seeing this kind of thing play out to avoid having this ever happen to me. So I don't know, I paused for a second with my hand on my gun, but then this calming wave just comes over me, you know, washes over me. And I'm like, oh, fuck it. There's the first time for everything. I just dropped the gun to the ground. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So they come over and they like, you know, knock the weapons away from you, like from the area. Do you let them take your plasma projector, Mr. Scary?
Yeah, but it's like they like go to grab it, and there's a like they pull it away expectingly for me to. You know, I'm obviously surrounded by guys with guns. And I like hold on to it for a second, and I close my eyes and just a very pain grimace, and like let it go. But I'm staring at the guy very specifically that takes it, and like mentally making notes about what he looks like and stuff.
Yeah, they all look the same, right? They've all got the same kind of like
racist.
The matte gray body armor. Well, you can't see his actual face. They all have matte gray body armor, reflective face plates on the armor. And so they take your weapons away and manacle everybody. They get everybody like hands behind their back and they put shackles on you. And then sort of push you towards the prisoner transport vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get loaded up into the truck. There's benches on either side. They secure your manacles to the bench, sit everybody down, and then the two of them get in and sit at the end of the vehicle. The door closes, and then you hear the grav vehicle start to power up, lifts up off the ground, and they like heads out. So the two guards in the vehicle don't really say anything during the trip. They don't communicate. They keep their masks on. Do you guys say anything, or is it a quiet ride?
I don't know if I'm... Well, they only speak Japanese, or...?
You don't know that they only speak Japanese. They just have only spoken Japanese so far.
Maybe I like look at one of the guards and I'm like kind of giving him the head nod. Maybe I finally go, you only speak Japanese.
You know, like kind of turns his head. His like helmet rotates in your direction. And he just says, be quiet.
Which is functional because it answers his question and tells him to shut up.
Yeah,
maybe. Exactly. I who's next to me? Who's the closest next to me?
2112 sitting next to you. Looking
a little pale. I say, maybe that's the only common they know.
And he shrugs and kind of like looks at the guard. He's like, you know any other English? And the guard says, be quiet. And then 2112 looks at you. He's like, I don't know, man, inconclusive evidence.
What would be like a this isn't like private military either, right?
Who, these guys?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I want to bait a bit with the English and say, well, at least they didn't find the X back at the thing, just to see, you know. But so I'm trying to think what that would be.
Okay.
You know, maybe it would be like a ridiculous Tech 5 weapon that they're like, oh my God, there was a what there?
Okay. So you want to, what's your intent here? Just to like, see if they like take the bait when you're like, yeah. Oh yeah. Good thing they didn't find our.
Yeah. Whatever. At least they didn't find the
guns.
Yeah. The blah, blah, blah.
Okay. The other one, the one that didn't tell you to shut up, she says in Japanese, and Karen, you understand this. She says in Japanese to the other guy, she says, what is he talking about? And then the guy says, I think he's trying to distract us. It's nothing. And then the woman is like, fine. I just wish they would shut up. And he's like, I told them.
So Karen's just smiling.
Yeah, so you see Mrs. Karen grinning.
Okay. I shut up. I know when it's time to shut up, so.
Okay. All right. So you're in the vehicle for, I don't know, maybe like an hour before it arrives somewhere. You have no idea. You're all turned around now. They pull into the yard, and the door's open, and the guys get out. And they like pull you out one at a time out into the open area of this like a detention facility, basically. So it's a big open yard. You can see like a big concrete building to one side. There's a smaller kind of like laid out concrete building there. There's a wall around the yard with a big metal gate that's closing as you pulled in, gate's closing. And there's like barbed wire around the top. You can see also there's a little like guard station up at the top of the wall. And we get everybody out, and they start to lead you towards the like main building. And yeah, still nobody's like said anything to you, but they're taking you in to the cell.
Yeah, look around. One of those things where, you know, my mind's already starting working on if we need to get out, strategy and stuff like that. But otherwise, complying.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So we get the sort of like montage version of like everybody getting like processed, right? So they like take everybody in and they like shave your heads and like put you in like orange jumpsuits.
They take my power armor.
Yeah, they take all your gear and they like shave your heads or whatever. And then they take you into like the actual prison, the detention area. And it's mostly for the most part, it's full of what look like former Oninsen military combatants, right? Like tough looking people. And they're all in like cells laid out on either side of this like long hallway, these big concrete cells. And they take you over to a cell. They open the door and they like put all of you into this cell. There's already like, you know, four or five people in here. So you get crammed into this tight quarters, and then they like slam the gate shut and they leave.
When they shave my hair off, all of it, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess I get that mountain lotus single tear. You just see all my beautiful blonde locks strapped to the ground.
Well, yeah.
Like the edges are still, you know, like silver, gray fox, but like seeing them all drop.
Cool. Okay.
G.I. Jane seen them? Maybe where you like stop crying?
Not that far. It'll come back. Okay.
Yeah. And so they walk off. And so all you can kind of see now is just directly outside the cell and the cell itself and the other men and women in it. So like I said, there's like four Oninsen, like military looking people. They all have probably like some kind of like military tattoo. Like maybe they belong to the same unit. It's like a fox curled around a skull. Yeah, they're kind of eyeing you as you get pushed into the cell. What do you guys want to do?
They didn't search me.
Let's see if they found your drugs. That you would have a drugs on you.
They search his butt.
So 2d6. I need a less than 6. Oh, they did indeed find the drugs and take it away from you. No drugs in this prison.
You know, I just kind of then, I guess, find a seat on one of the benches up against the wall and just kind of start sizing everyone up a little bit.
Okay. So I think, yeah, like once you start to look around, there is that group of four, but there's actually like a fifth person in here. You didn't notice him right away. And it's either because he's like good at like not being noticed or if he was just standing behind somebody bigger. But there's this kind of squirrely looking dude. And judging by how like the length of his hair, he's probably been in here for a while. And he's definitely not Oninsen. He's not like, he doesn't look Hispanic or Japanese. His skin's like much darker. You see him kind of like trying to make himself like hard to notice. He's kind of like hanging out in the back.
I kind of start trying to like puff myself up. Like I've never been in this kind of situation and it all kind of feels like I'm in a movie or something to me right now.
Right.
So I just kind of like, you know.
You remember some like prison reform bill that you like had to stamp off, sign off on, but you're like, prisons are an abstract thing you put criminals in.
Exactly. Not me. I'm here for the wrong reason. I did white collar crime, man. Not this shit.
Okay. So, So I think that like, unless you make a point of like talking to someone, things are kind of like tense, but quiet, for the first little while.
Yeah. I just wait. I'm just staying quiet. I'm not really doing anything.
Yeah. Okay. So the group of four, you know, they mentioned something like they talk about you in Spanish, like quietly when you come in, you know, one of them is like, yeah, who the fuck are these people? And one of them's like, I think there's some of those mercenaries. And somebody else is like, oh, I hope the government isn't paying them very much if this is what happens. And they kind of like laugh about it. And
do they laugh at XDs, Adam, or is it just like,
what's that?
Do they laugh in XD because they're Spanish?
Yeah, I don't know what Spanish laughter sounds like, but it's probably pretty close to English laughter.
And I understand all language. Of this.
Yeah, this you understand.
Okay.
I
mean, I don't respond to any of it. I don't want them to know that I know.
Okay, sure.
I just break the silence again then. PK is somewhere nearby, right?
I mean, you're all in the same cell.
Okay, I guess I just say like, you come here often to her?
she's like rubbing her scalp and she's like, no, I try not to make a habit of being imprisoned. Man, fuck this place. This blows. She like looks over you, Mr. K, and she's like, so you're gonna bust out of here? Or what? Wait till they take us to the mess hall? Kill a guy with a tray? What are we doing?
I have my hands clasped behind me. It's like very much so like a older brother, little sister kind of like looks at her and he's like, yeah. Yeah, I've seen a couple of prison movies. Did you want to? He looks around. And he's like, well, I don't know. You want to go murder that guy over there? See where that gets us? Do you want to just start like start a riot, and then maybe this military encampment will just fall to pieces. We'll get out of here.
Maybe we should just start a fight with the toughest guy here. You know, make sure you show everyone.
See,
Ghazi's she's looking back and forth. She's looking back and forth between the two of you, and you can see her trying to figure out if you're being serious or not.
The only way they'll respect you, PK. Come on.
Yeah, and then you get in on it, and she's like, and then, like, look back. She's like, I mean, right now, or?
Yeah, yeah, there's a group of four guys back there. The way I figure it, if you can murder all four of them, that should do something. I've seen it in movies before.
And that's like an initiation, PK.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think she seriously considers it for a second, and then she shakes her head and she's like, "You're fucking with me."
And at that, Sicarian like gives her a little bit of a wink and a smile. He's like, "We're gonna wait. We're gonna see where this goes." Hohenhauer has released prisoners from these encampments before. Then we can go out there, and then you can shoot a machine gun at drones.
Yeah. Okay. So. Time passes kind of uncomfortably, like nobody says anything. And then you find yourselves, we see you again in the next sort of the next scene. We see you in a like in a mess hall. There's like a bunch of like tables laid out, and the rest of the prisoners of the prison have been all brought in here for, I guess, whatever, like breakfast, I guess. So, you know, you had some time to like sit, and it's affecting the grunts differently. PK just seems to be getting more and more frustrated. The other two seem like they're just trying to like bide their time. They believe in the Sicarian message of just, we're going to get saved. Hohenhauer's going to save us. Okay. And yeah, we see you, the six of you walk out into this like big open, prison mess hall.
I would assume we go get our food and then look around. Is there any open space to sit, or is it all pretty intermingled?
Yeah. 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 There's like an open area that you can go and sit.
Go sit where we can be together and not be around as many people, I guess.
This is such a realistic jail roleplay simulator.
Okay.
Adam's seen American History X. Don't worry.
Yeah, so you go and sit. You find a table next to some charming lesbians that have their own TV show. So you sit down, and I think you're sitting there and you start eating, and then the like kind of squirrely looking dude from your cell that you were in before, he comes over. You can see him walking over. He's holding a tray.
I'm like. Very cleanly dividing my food and kind of situating my fork and napkin and just making it all right. And I see him coming. I just kind of look at him.
Yeah. And he kind of smiles awkwardly, and he's like, he looks at his tray, looks at you, and he's like, "I keep telling them I want it halal, but they won't give it to me." And he like throws the tray down. He's like, "I can't eat half this shit." He sits down. He's like, "Would you believe I weighed 250 pounds when I came in here?" And he like flexes his little squirrely arms. And
not someone that weighed 250 pounds.
No, fuck no. And he looks around and he's like, "You guys want this? I'm not hungry."
Scry just kind of still looks at him, but you know.
Yeah, I think that PK leans over and she's just like takes his Jell-O. She's like, "Yeah." And just starts eating it. And
I like dig my spoon into it, and I have some too.
Okay. I want to.
How long you been in here?
He's like, "How long's the war been going on?" I want to say I lost track of time, but I have not lost track of time. I have been in here exactly 67 days this morning. I'm sick of it already. And if y'all are planning any kind of surprise prison break, you can count me in. I'm all about that shit.
All right, yeah, real funny. All right, undercover CO sits there as like an inmate, tries to get us to escape from prison. Yeah, real smart. I'll tell you what, if you really want to earn our trust, or at least I'll speak for myself, my trust, then 63 days or however fuck many days should have given you enough time to figure out how to procure things that you wouldn't normally go down to the canteen and get or trade for a couple of chem sticks. So what do you know?
He grins and he's like, well, that's precisely why I came over here. You see, it's hard with these colonial forces. They're very strict, but I have my ways of getting things in and out. And maybe if you need some shit, you look like a man who needs some shit, I can make it happen for you. And he reaches out to like shake your hand, and his sleeve like rides up a little bit, and you can see he's got this kind of ornate like tattoo. It's not like a picture or anything. It's just a series of like sort of squiggles. And he's got this tattoo sort of faded on the inside of his wrist. He goes to like shake your hand.
Would I recognize this?
You can make a culture criminal.
Let me do that. Let me do that. Is it based off of anything? What's a cultural based off of?
It's going to be based on your intelligence.
Nine.
Okay. You recognize it. You don't know which one it is, but it looks like one of the markings of the many Madari Syndicate clans. So he belongs to one of the clans in the Syndicate.
I mean, saying at least like Madari would get me to like he wouldn't be offended by that. He would note that I at least knew where that came from.
Yeah.
So I think as I shake his hand, I'm like, Madari, done some business with a few folks from there.
Yeah, he kind of looks at the tattoo, looks at you, and he's like, oh, man of discerning tastes. And do you shake his hand?
I do.
Okay. So he shakes your hand, gives you like a firm handshake, and he looks around and he's like, the other inmates, they call me El Tigre, which I'm pretty into. What do they call you?
They call me Mr. Fugazi.
He laughs. He's like, oh, yeah, good. That's great. You sound like the right kind of guy to know. Who are your friends? And he kind of like looks around the table.
I point him like, that's Mr. Lost. And right across the table from you, that's Mr. Sicarian.
I'm still going for more of the cello.
Okay. Yeah. So you're like eating his jello. All right. Yeah. So he like goes around and like shakes people's hands if they if they take him. Sicarian, do you shake his hand?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So he sits down at the table now, feeling invited, and he sits down and he's like, he's like, you know, I got out just a little too late. I was on my way out of the city when these fuckers came in and started grabbing people up. It's this close. Most of the people in here, he like looks around, they're ex-military or current military. How's Sonita doing out there?
Pretty fucked.
You know, it's like typical. Man, these fuckers come in with their spaceships, start wrecking shit.
Yeah. I mean, how long you been in here for?
It's a little over 2 months.
So, like, yeah, 62 days. So, basically, imagine what it was like before you came in here, and then just add 62 days of being fucked, and that's pretty much what it's
The name of this episode is 62 Days of Being Fucked. He's like, huh, it's pretty fucked.
Between, like, a mouthful of Jallo, I say, straight fucked.
So there's like a moment of like kind of somber nodding, and he's like, yeah, I got friends, but none of them are in the military. Another minute up here, and I don't speak Japanese, and these people, and he like looks over at like one of the guards, like standing there with his rifle. He's like, either they don't speak English or they're pretending not to speak English just so that I can stay here. I can't get word out to any of my contacts that are willing to bust me, but I've got some people that help me move shit in and out, locals, you know. If you need things, it could be arranged. They're kind of hard asses about here, so it's, you know, it's expensive, but who knows? I mean, we're here as long as the fight happens, right?
I have no fucking idea how long I'm going to be here for along with these two folks. I hope it's not too long, but should it be an extended stay here at the Bars Inn, you know, yeah, I might be in of your services.
Well, good. All right. I mean, you know, he looks around and he's like, you know how to find me. I'm like the only brown dude in here.
Yeah, we'll get back to you.
Yeah. So he stands up and he looks over at PK and Mr. Loss, and he's like, you enjoy that jello.
I just gotta mimic him and I'm like.
Yeah, okay. So he walks off.
And I immediately just kind of look at Sakarian, almost maybe like a, did I fuck up? Instead, like poses a question, and I'm like, that guy, yeah. What do you think?
Takarin's like, I don't know what to make of it. Still just kind of waiting. Seems like a weird guy. Calls himself a squirrel or a tiger. Didn't quite get that.
I mean, but if things don't pan out, it concerned me a little bit. He said, you know, he only spoke English. He wasn't getting very far. I mean, I know we are multilingual amongst us all, but how long are we exactly going to sit around in here before we realize we got to do something ourselves?
Yeah, we got word back yet, Mr. S?
He kind of like looks at them. He's like, guys, I'm not sure, but I think it's been less than one day. I understand prison's hard on all of us in different ways.
They're already
reeling in a little bit.
I don't know how much more of this I can take, Mr. S.
Actually, like, I can live hours. I can play this game. I'm just wondering if I need to like start playing the game, or you know, we're gonna be here for a while, or you know, like, or you think we're gonna get the fuck out of here.
I can see you guys are taking this prison thing pretty dang serious, but from my officer training, it's essentially we're gonna continue to survey the atmosphere, see where we're at, wait and see if they ask us any questions or if any kind of situation comes up. If it seems that we're doomed to be here forever, then of course we'll take into account that we might need to do this ourselves. But for right now, it's been 13 hours. Let's just have breakfast.
Has it really fucking been 13 hours?
Oh, shit.
It's been breakfast the next day. Unless I'm the wrong one.
It's been overnight. Yeah. Yeah. You've been here for 12 hours or so.
Yeah. God.
you get released the next day. Nobody can survive in the outside world. All right, so I think a couple of days pass, right, where you go through the repeated practice. You get like an hour of like yard time. So you go outside, you walk around in a circle, you get shuttled back inside, nobody talks to you. You know, sleeping sucks because you're like sleeping on these like metal benches. You eat twice a day and that's it. You wait. And the grunts, like they've been trained, you have military discipline. So they, you know, they hang on, they do okay. And yeah, LT Gray checks in on you at mealtime. Just be like, how's everybody doing? You know, anybody need anything? But nobody really messes with you. You get noticed, but no one really says anything. So yeah, a couple of days go by, and I think probably after the second meal, a guard comes up to the like table. Maybe you're like bussing your food or whatever, and a guard comes over to the table, and he's got his baton in his hand, and he points it at you, Mr. Sakarian. Mm-hmm. And he says, "Are you the one in charge of these?" And like gestures to us, the officers.
And the ranking officer, yes.
Come with me.
I go with.
Okay. So Sakarian is led away by this guard. And Sakarian, you're taken to a room with a big like mirrored window on one side. So you can see like yourself, and you got a couple of days of stubble, and there's a metal table, and there's a chair on either side of the table, and he puts some handcuffs on you, and then attaches them by like magnetic clip to the table, and kind of pushes you down into the chair. And he says, wait here, as if you have a choice. And he...
Yeah. Sakari just kind of smiles again. Yeah, just...
Okay. So we see on the other side of the window, Sakari doesn't see this, but we see there's an officer, there's a woman in a colonial, like, naval outfit. And she's talking to another officer, and they're looking at your, like, Fotenhauer, like, military records, the publicly available ones, obviously not any of the, like, secret stuff. Okay. And they're looking it over, and, you know, she's, like, nodding, and she walks out, and you hear a door click open, like a security door click open, and then another door close, and then the one across from you opens up, and, yeah, this woman comes in. She's unarmed. She's probably in her, like, early 40s. She's got some decorations, some, like, medals around her chest. And she walks into the room. Do you say anything? You wait for her to...
No. Is she... medals, you said, so she's a Japanese woman and just...
Yeah. Yeah, she's a member of their...
Nope, I just look at her. Sakarian's... Wouldn't call him a creeper, but... unnerving, I would say. Just kind of looks and smiles a little bit.
Okay. All right. So she doesn't sit. There's a chair, but she walks over and stands behind it. And she says to you, in Japanese, she says, do you understand me?
He says, in Japanese, yes.
Good. You are Mr. Sakarian.
Yes.
I looked at your record. Impressive for an officer as young as you are.
Thank you.
You are a high commodity. I'm sure if we give them the opportunity to, Fotenhauer will pay greatly to see you returned safely.
That is the hope.
I would like to be able to return you in as good condition as we found you. I hope you will make that easy for me.
Well, you have been providing a toilet and the ability to clean myself, so I should be more than fine. Your fitness center, however, is lacking.
I think she chuckles and she says, unfortunately, in this kind of war, prisoner fitness facilities are quite low on the budgetary discretion list. I will see if I can find you an exercise bicycle.
You are most kind.
She says, I'm going to ask you some questions about troop placement, about your missions on Oninsa. Sensitive information. I understand you are likely to be resistant to my questions.
I would like to think that I am going to give you perhaps the most honest answers you can possibly have. Have you interrogated other Fotenhauer agents before?
She says, I have not had the pleasure.
Then please allow me to inform you that Fotenhauer units operate individually. We do communicate and, of course, network activity between each other, but when we are on missions, we do not know the information of other units for this very purpose. We are to be as useless as possible when captured.
She nods. She says, that's smart.
It's a good company.
She says, we have had many local military officers pass through this facility. I have spoken with many of them personally. Their information was lacking. The military of this planet, and she kind of scowls. She's like, they're weak. It's only a matter of time before we get rid of them. But I would like to save as many of our lives as possible in the process. How long has Fotenhauer been working for the government of Oninsa?
Well, by what definition do you mean working with? Because they've been in negotiations for our mercenary contract for about 3 months, but we've been in active duty on the planet for significantly less than that. I'm sure you are aware of when this began, because I believe it was the Battle of Alamata, where we were first engaged.
She nods, and she says, yeah, she says, yes, that was a good battle. All of the first ones were. Nothing quite so satisfying since then. How many troops has Fodenhauer contracted to engage in this conflict?
I apologize, but I don't work on the business level. I'm not nearly that highly ranked.
And yeah, and she sighs and she's like, that is a shame. We will speak again tomorrow. Think on this. And she walks out and she just like leaves you like in the room for a good while.
Okay. As the door closes, Sakaar just kind of like looks around and smack. He does that like when you're by yourself, smack your lips. And he's like.
Right. Okay, cool. So meanwhile, while Mr. Sakarian is in lockup, I think the rest of you, you two are out in the field. There's like some like walk around time. You can see like maybe you've noticed, I think Lost, you're the one that notices this. You can see that PK is getting a little like antsy. It's been a couple of days and she's getting kind of like, I don't know, you can see her kind of not losing it, but she's getting fed up with being penned in.
What do you think they're doing to Mr. S right now, PK?
She looks at you and she's like, I don't know. I don't want to know, but I'm going to ask him later. She shrugs. I don't know. I've seen him under fire before, but torture? That's different.
No, not him. Do you think you could take it? What if
you're back? She's like, fuck yeah, dude. You don't know what I could take. I could take shit. Like, just scoffs at you. It's like, bring it on.
Yeah, man. Everything.
I could take whatever, everything. Yeah, they could punch my face. I don't even care. But you can see her, like, she's looking around kind of, like, nervously. And I think at that point she sees there's, like, a dude. It's like a big dude kind of eyeballing you, like the group of you. She's like, that fucking guy, you see how he keeps looking over here?
He got a group or something, or is he single?
She's like, I don't know. I mean, he's a soldier like the rest of them, but he just keeps fucking looking at us.
Well, you just told me you could take on anything, right? Like, come on, PK.
Yeah. She like, I think she cracks her knuckles and she's like, yeah, I could use a little action. This place is driving me crazy.
I don't necessarily stop, but I'm ready to, you know, be back up if necessary.
Okay. All right. So, so I think that as you're like funneling back in, you see, yeah, PK give you a look, Lost, like, all right, I'm gonna fucking do this thing. And just out of nowhere, she like walks up behind the guy and she's like, hey, fucker. And he like turns around and she just elbows him in the face. And he just like grabs his face and goes down. And then someone grabs her and then she like kicks him. And pretty soon like a fight starts. And right now the fight is like her and like four other people. What do you do?
I certainly didn't expect that shit to happen.
I'm just like, fuck, I thought she was bluffing.
She looked like she's winning.
I don't know. Let me
she's winning.
Let me see. So let's see, she's got a okay skill. She's giving as good as she's getting, but she's also getting beat up, so.
You ever give a talk before, break up a fight, Mr. Fugazi? Like,
where I come from, we only broke up fights with our fists.
Some woman gets like one of the guards haven't come over yet. They're like probably like on their way, but one of the women soldiers like gets behind PK and gets her in a headlock, and she looks over at both of you like, come on, assholes. And then headbutts the woman who goes like,
all right, I'm like, Lost, I got it, Jeff. So I'm like, the guards are coming, for Christ's sakes. Like, do you want to fucking get thrown in solitary? I kind of come in and try to be the peacemaker that way so that no one gets in trouble.
All right. Let's make a roll. I think persuasion. Yeah, persuade.
Great.
I think that makes the most sense.
I'm not a very good persuader, ladies and gentlemen. A seven.
Okay. So I
don't
think
get hit. At
you
least?
Get no. So the opposite. In fact, I think you get what you want, but you get slugged in the face first. So you're like, you come in, and you're like, look, the guards are coming. Everybody, calm down. And then, yeah, somebody just clocks you across the jaw. You go sprawling. PK grabs that guy, gets him in like a full Nelson, and then he like taps out, and everybody kind of like backs off as you like pick yourself up off the dirt. What are you doing during this loss?
Well, I reach in a hand for Mr. Pegasi to help him up. And then I go over to PK and, like, I don't know, I guess I try and calm her down. You know, I, like, put my hands on her shoulder. Maybe, like, I shake her a bit first, make sure she's all there.
I think she chest bumps you really hard. And she's like, fuck yeah. And, like, she's got, like, a bunch of blood, like, coming out of her nose. And, like, yeah, you can see she's all, like, riled up.
All right, PK, you know, you proved yourself today. That's you're fucking nuts, girl. Okay, it's over.
Yeah, and I think that the guy she originally like sucker punched is like lying on the ground, and she like stands over and like grabs her crotch and is like, yeah, fuck you, stop staring at me, you asshole. And then the guards come over and they're like shouting and they have guns, and everybody just like puts their hands over their heads. They're like, nope, we're done. And you all get like kind of pulled apart, and the folks that were like obviously fighting are like taken away. So PK gets like pulled off to like solitary. I think in the aftermath, you're back in like the cell block. There's a woman who, she comes over, and maybe you saw her in the, like in the brawl. Maybe she was the one that had PK in the headlock. So she's like got her nose like bandaged. She's been to the infirmary. She comes over to the two of you in the little like open area. She looks mad, but she's not like storming over to fight you. Do you say anything, or do you just wait for her to come
to me?
I just acknowledge her.
Yeah, she's walking over the two of you. You're just like hanging out, passing
time. Yeah,
we're
just like talking to each other. So
okay, yeah, she walks over and she's like, "Hey." Just like, okay. Look over.
That's when you guys talk.
I mean, are you actively trying to ignore her, or do you? Yeah, do you?
Like, no, something? I say hey.
If she's like, she's like, where's your crazy friend?
I'm trying to stand out of her face.
She's like, that's what I came over here for.
Oh, I shrugged like, I don't know. Go away.
I actually am like, do you mean Mr. S, or do you mean?
Which crazy?
Yes,
El Tigre.
So you say El Tigre, and
El Tigre.
She laughs. She's like that rat fuck. No, I don't care where that asshole is. I'm looking for the bitch that did this, and like points at her face. She has like bloody like bandage on her nose.
Oh, yeah. That was solitaire, just like I said would happen.
She kind of gives you a look. She's like, you've been on the inside before?
Yeah, fifth time.
Not as many as this one right here, but I've seen a few of these walls before. What was your beef with her anyway? She said you had some beef with her. Is there?
But she shakes her head, and she's like, she sucker punched Gustavo. What the fuck was I supposed to do?
Oh, yeah. What's Gustavo's beef with her? Like, just feeling some negative vibes and shit.
She shakes her head. She's like, I don't know, man. Gustavo doesn't know where to keep his eyes. You know what I mean? And she kind of gives this look like, I've had to punch Gustavo a couple of times before, too.
Well, I mean, you don't seem so bad yourself. So I don't know. I guess my friend's not here. So let me do that whole apology thing and fucking sorry, and hopefully I can keep her from elbowing anyone anymore in the face.
Yeah, she sits down on like one of the like bunks, and she's like, nah, just like, thanks. This place is rough. Get everybody stirred up. It's hard being in here, you know, when they're all fighting out there. She like looks you up and down. She's like, you're not on Insign. What are you doing here? You like El Tigre over there? You run drugs? Is that your thing?
I think first, no, not my primary thing. I'm here for work.
Drugs? No.
Not at all. Drugs. I'm here for work.
No. For work. Like, looks at you. Well, what kind of work you in, Mr.?
Not drugs. I don't do drugs.
Do you know the blow shit up kind of work?
She laughs. She's like, oh, mercenaries, huh?
Something like that.
Yeah, I heard we were hiring some of those. How's it going out there? Are we winning yet? Sort of like a sad laugh, right? Like
my go-to question. How long have you been here for?
She's like, 2 weeks.
It's been 2 days. I had lunch already.
So, since lunch.
You know how fucked it was out there already. I don't need to tell you. Things haven't gotten better in the last 14 days. Let's say that.
She kind of sighs. She's like, I mean, at least we're not dead, I guess. You know, they've been talking, some of the other guys, about what we're going to do if we get out of here. And I don't mean in a, like, go home and see my wife kind of way. I mean, in case we lose the war. No. And she like looks at you. She's like, you think that's going to happen?
Look, I don't know. I think people keep fighting and hopefully the right people will win, but not very many people win in wars. And unfortunately, you're right. Like, if the wrong people win, then a lot more people lose than you'd expect to.
Well, either way, I mean, I hope we win, but I hope it's over soon so we can get the fuck out of here.
I don't disagree.
Is there like a persuasion thing based on charisma?
Yeah. I mean, what do you want to persuade her to do?
Just to feel more confident in the troops, that's all.
Oh, you want to try to cheer her up?
Yeah, kind of. Just like give that like super typical, like, troops have got it. You know, you got to just keep believing in them.
Got to support the troops. Everything's going to be fine. Okay. Yeah, you can make a cheer up the soldier role. What do you say or do? Like, how do you inspire this young lady?
Really just along those lines. Like, I kind of like get a flashback to a prompt someone wrote for me. I'm really trying to remember the details. It was like a 2-page paper or something. But, you know, I really don't remember any of it. Like, honestly, people could put anything in my prompts and I would probably just read it without noticing. So, you know, I just say that, like, yeah, we're doing our best, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to turn around, you know, any day now.
Okay. Any day now. Well, go ahead and roll. Roll persuade with your charisma.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Here it is. Charisma.
Charisma. Oh, no.
No.
No, that's a bad roll. That's a really bad roll. That's 2 ones. She's not inspired at all.
She like hits me.
The boss is like, well, you know, it could be worse. We could all just die in here.
Could be.
I heard a person died of dysentery. That's where you literally die in your own shit.
She's like, yeah, really, we're just all already dead, and this is hell.
You think it's pretty out there? Can you imagine just dying from not being able to stop shitting? You just die shitting all over the place.
Nonstop. It's nasty shit. I've been there and not died, so I can tell you, you don't want to live through that shit.
She, I think you can see her kind of trail off as you're like her attention trails off as you're as you're trying to like deliver this like inspiring speech, and she kind of gets up before you're done and she's like, man, this place is a bummer. And she looks at you and she's like, well, I mean, you seem like okay people. You tell your crazy puta friend I see her again, break her nose, but not really, just tell her that, so you know. And she kind of like looks around. She's like, I'm going to go lie down. I don't feel so good. She like walks off, kind of like looking at the ground.
To Mr. Fugazi, I just say like, Yeah, you know, we really shouldn't tell her that. She gets riled up so easily. Just anyway.
Lip sealed.
Yeah.
All right. So Mr. Sakarian has returned to you. And I think like more time passes, like several days, right? You get into a routine where, like, you know, after her initial brush with the initial fight, PK kind of like chills out a little bit and she doesn't like pick fights with anybody. You can see she's still kind of itching to, but kind of like leaves it alone. Every day at the same time, Mr. Sakarian gets taken away from you, gets asked the same questions. Like every day, it's like, how many troops are there? Where are the bases? How many ships do you have in orbit? Same questions, same order, every day, same time. And I imagine.
And they're only asking Mr. Sakarian?
Yes.
And are we talking about this when he comes back? Mr. Sakarian, do you talk to us about this shit?
Yeah. Have you guys asked me about it?
I mean, eventually, like after day four, if you haven't said shit, I'm like, dude, what the fuck are they asking you in there?
They're asking.
We need to have our story straight, or.
Oh no! Again, you guys do really enjoy this prison thing. they're asking me for tactical information that we don't have. As we all know, Flutenhauer operates independently for exactly this scenario. So they say that they'll pay a pretty penny to get us out of here. I'm counting on that. I did, however, negotiate an exercise bike. As yet, I have not seen. And I've made mention that I believe his name is El Tigre, does not like falafel. Was that what it was? I can't remember. Honestly, it doesn't even matter. But I've made commentary towards the food choices here as well. Hopefully we'll get some real change. I did notice that PK started a fight with a burly man. Can we talk about that? What happened there?
Yeah, so she's nearby, and you say that, and she looks at you, and she's like, yeah, damn right I did.
Yes.
She did, but I mean, there was some beef between PK and this individual, and she went to approach him, and he certainly was acting quite, offensively towards her. She did the right thing. Establish some credibility in the prison.
I understand that, especially for you guys, Prison Break 217 was a fantastic show. we're in a non-hostile situation. They're threatening things like torture and execution, but I don't think it'll get to that point. If we could just kind of sit out our time, okay, stay clean, exercise, be healthy, we can get back out there and we can hopefully not be ambushed and then left on our own to battle. I'll tell you what, though. The next time we do find ourselves in a situation, I'm going to have some heavy ordnance with us. We are not getting picked up by another one of those goddamn Kia-class battlecruisers or whatever that was.
Always a boost of confidence, Mr. Sakarian.
That's what I'm here for. I'm as much a morality officer as anything else.
So good. I'm probably just looking guilty the whole time, so I just say it, even though like we've kind of moved on past it. But I'm just like, you know what? I'm sorry, Mr. S. It was mostly my fault. I didn't know PK was so fucking crazy.
You know what? That one caught all of us by surprise a little bit. before we lost our... Did we establish a name of the commanding officer that we lost at the beginning, Adam?
Sure. I mean, we can come up with a name. He's a Mr. Somebody. Let's say his name. Like, what's that?
Yeah, you go ahead. What's his name?
Let's say his name was Mr. Torpedo.
Before Mr. Torpedo went down, I should have, as the next officer, done a better job taking diligence of who our squad consists of. But she is. I mean, by my records, and I've been incapable of keeping super accurate records while in here, she's looking at a net deficit of at least 3 months' pay and some serious, serious mental examination, because she is absolutely bonkers.
It's okay, Mr. S. You know, you're a better squad leader than Mr. Torpedo could ever be.
Stupid Mr. Torpedo. Nobody likes him. I mean, I think you say that. Would you say she's bonkers? And she nods and she's like, hell yeah, Miss Bonkers. That's gonna be me. That's my name. I'm gonna be Miss Bonkers. And she looks at you and she's like, besides, I'm going to go stir crazy if we just hang out here. I don't get to fight anybody. I feel much better now. I'm in a place of calm. I got some Zen shit going on. It's going to last me like at least 3 or 4 days before I got to fight anybody else.
She says all this shit, and he's just like, he's like, you know, there are far less lethal ways to perhaps release anxiety. You could run around the yard. As I understand it, masturbation is a good method as well. I do not recommend copulating with anyone in this prison, for that could start a series of events that could spiral way out of control.
She looks over, and you catch when you say that, you're like, I wouldn't suggest copulating. She looks over at 2112, who looks at the floor.
My words kind of trail off as that happens. I'm like, yeah.
Under my breath,
he pulls out his notepad and writes that too. Like, what would it be called?
Fraternizing?
Fraternizing and inter office, yeah, or inter squad fraternizing. He's like, fraternizing. That taps the paper on. He's like, that's going to cost a lot. puts that in his orange jumpsuit, you know?
You're like the principal from the Breakfast Club.
he's organized, man. He keeps doing the work.
Yeah.
Did they take my ring, by the way?
Yes. Yeah. They would have taken everything. So is the absence of it like noticeable? Like, do we see Lost like, you know, rubbing the spot where the?
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of like go like this sometimes, and it's not there.
Yeah.
As I kind of see that again, as the, you know, kind of officer in charge of keeping morale high as well, he's like, it's been a few days, but it should not be much longer. We really should be released from here fairly soon, and then we'll have all the information and be okay. So just keep your heads on tight and on a swivel at the same time. I'll get better at saying that. And yeah, he gets up and walks away.
Good thing, Mr. S.
Okay. So the next day, right on schedule, when the officers come to take Mr. Skarin away for questioning, they walk up, and y'all are just finishing your meal, same as always. And the guy walks up, the guard comes up and says, I don't know, do you, like, at this point, like, do you just, like, get up and, like, walk over to him?
Yeah, I'm like, just, I get up and go to him, yeah.
Yeah. So you stand up, and he puts his hand up, and he's like, no, not you. And then points at 2112, and he's like, this one.
That catches Sukarian off guard. He's like, he's been pretty almost cocky with how confident about how routine this has been, and this throws him off. And he's kind of looks at him, and it's just like, you'll be fine. Just answer their questions as truthfully as you know. And he does that thing where he kind of looks at him. He's like, as you know.
Yeah. And he gives you, like, you can see he's putting on a strong front where he's just like, no, it's cool. I got it. We all got the same training. I can handle whatever they got to throw at me. And he gets up and he looks at PK real quick, and she kind of just gives him a look like, fucking nut up, dog. And he kinda, like, looks at the rest of you and steals himself and walks off with the guard. And I think that you're all left with this sense of, yeah, something having changed, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the tenor of the moment is a little tense. And I think that as the guard walks off with 2112, we can go into our
last break. We too walk off.
That's right, we too leave for the break. So stick around. We got another hour of game ahead of us. So more Swan Song stories when we return. See you in a bit.